The inspector had smiled after he was finished and patted Margie's head. He said to her mother, "It is not the little girl's fault, Mrs. Jones. I think the geography sector was geared a little too quick. Those things happen sometimes. I have slowed it up to an average 10-year-old level. Actually, the overall pattern of her progress is quite satisfactory." And he patted Margie's head again. Margie was disappointed. She had been hoping they would take the teacher away altogether. They had once taken Tommy's teacher away for nearly a month because the history sector was blanked out completely. So she said to Tommy, "Why would anyone write about school?" Tommy looked at her with very superior eyes. "Because it is not our kind of school, stupid. This is the old kind of school they had hundreds and hundreds of years ago." He added loftily, pronouncing the words carefully, "centuries ago." Maggie was hurt. "Well, I don't know what kind of school they had all that time ago." She read the book over his shoulder for a while, then said, "Anyway, they had a teacher." "The purple color does not mean that I will stay with you, love you and trust you till the end, but this is what it exactly means right now." "Why?" "Because Taeyong of BTS once explained that the color purple, the last color of the rainbow, signifies that I will love, trust and stay with you till the end." His way of delivery, his confidence, his courage to say a wrong thing on the stage was incredible. And that is why something wrong was also believed. This is true for every speaking you do. Whether you speak the truth or the lie, you have to be confident on yourself and know what you're saying. This is the art of public speaking, where you gain experience, and at the next moment every word you say is the truth, because this is how the human psychology works. We tend to focus on the confidence more than we focus on the words.